You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
You got the big three in the offseason of Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, and Deshaun Watson. I'm selling the...
They're all under contract.
Yeah, and they're all going to be available. So I would start with that, and then I would go from there. I would go to the Bs, the Ryan Fitzpatricks of the world. Because right now,
God, a B... My heart hurts.
Right now, a B is better...
All right, but Mike...
They don't want a B!
But a B is better than what they have right now.
This portion of the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by 2x London, the engagement shop at London Jewelers. Pick or design the perfect engagement ring to fit any budget. Visit 2x London at Americana Manhasset, East Hampton, and Westfield World Trade Center. I got to say, Mike Tannenbaum, if I was going to give you a ring, if I was so inclined, after suggesting Ryan Fitzpatrick, I think I would get off bending knee and walk away.
We would have to go see other people.
I'm a Fitzpatrick fan. I like. He's not a B anymore. He didn't play at all this season. He's 6 years removed from having a good year with the Jets. Well, that you think he's a B?
Well, the context of that was I would certainly try to get, as we discussed on that hit, you know, other more prominent quarterbacks. My point was, if you were going to pursue other opportunities, I would look at someone like him in combination with drafting somebody. He would be a bridge quarterback. I wouldn't put all my eggs in his basket by any stretch. Okay.
So you were taking a tad bit out of context, but what fun is that? If we took everything in context, we wouldn't have radio.
Understood, especially on Black Friday, so yeah. Why not, right?
Yeah, we're just having some fun. Mike Tannenbaum, his weekly spot here on the Michael K. Show. But it does beg the question, what do the Giants do? All right, now you were very critical. You were bullish on the Giants, but I think they lost you on Monday, if I read between the lines here. And you're not necessarily bullish on Daniel Jones. But what are their options? If he is not the quarterback and you part ways, how would you rank like the top three moves to make? Where you've got draft, you've got Russell Wilson, or somebody else. Like, if you're the general manager of the Giants, how are you replacing Daniel Jones?
Yeah, and again, the part that was disappointing about Daniel Jones was, if you look at his scouting report coming out of Duke, was sometimes he made the critical error, and now that we're 3 years into his career, we go back to Monday night. To the Giants' credit, it was still a game until he threw that interception to, you know, a defensive lineman, and those plays are ones that just can't happen. So if I was going to reset things, I would look to try to get, if Deshaun Watson's off-field issues were cleared up, obviously it would be him, Russell Wilson, and Aaron Rodgers in one group of guys that could come in and you could win a championship with the day they walk in the door. And then there's another group of players where I would try to sign one of them, like a Ryan Fitzpatrick or a Cam Newton, Jameis Winston, one of those guys that's been productive to a certain extent in the NFL, and draft one. So it would be a combination of attacking the position in more than one way, which is to sign a veteran and then draft somebody else.
And to me, Mike, it's not so much that it's not a great quarterback draft, or at least here on November 26th, it doesn't seem to be. But they're in cap hell. They got to win now. So even if you were to draft a quarterback, you need a veteran there to take advantage of the contracts that you've committed to, right?
Yeah, and I actually, candidly, I see that as a positive. I think where the Giants deserve a ton of credit is if they're healthy. And again, guys, look, it is a big if, but when Saquon Barkley's out there, this is a really interesting statistic. They average 84 more yards in the passing game when he's out there. That's how dynamic he can be with Galladay. And again, Galladay may not be a frontline guy worth what they pay him, but he's still a good NFL receiver. Kadarius Toney, to me, we keep seeing him make guys miss. He has short area quickness. He has real speed. He has good size. John Ross, to me, was a really effective signing. And then you have Evan Engram, Sterling Shepard, and Darius Slayton. And most teams can't match up with that sort of depth of skill players. So if they're healthy, the cupboard at the Giants by no means is bare.
All right, I mentioned that I said this at the open. No matter how you feel about Joe Judge, you're based on wins and losses here, and it has not been good for Joe Judge. He just lets go of his offensive coordinator. He says he has the talent, says it's a coaching problem. He's got 7 games to try to impress me. I don't have any desire to bring him back if it's anything less than 4-3. Am I being unfair?
Well, I really believe in Joe Judge, and here's why. I think he's incredibly accountable. He stands up every week. He doesn't make excuses. And when the Tisch and Mara family decided to hire him a year and a half ago, he was on the precipice of becoming the Mississippi State coach. And that context to me is important, which is they believed in him long-term. They believed in his coaching acumen, his character. And these positions, you know, don't develop overnight. And if you're the Giants, it was 2 years with Ben McAdoo, 2 years with Pat Shurmur, and you're constantly restarting. So if you believe in your process, why not hang in there with him? And again, this analogy I'm about to make, I'm not saying he's going to be Bill Belichick, but I had the privilege of working for Coach Belichick in Cleveland at the Jets. And while he has changed and evolved, a lot of the principles are still the same. And if you're the New York Giants, the worst case scenario is not Joe Judge failing. It's Joe Judge failing, getting fired here, and then going on to greatness someplace else. So that's why I would err on the side of being patient.
All right. Now, the other context to this that I think is important is the likelihood of Gettleman being gone. Do I want to shorten my list of candidates by forcing that new GM to keep Joe Judge?
Well, again, you know, first of all, like, Dave Gettleman's still the general manager, so this is hypothetical, but I would look at it again differently. I think it's a real sort of positive to say, like, you have a coach that you like. It hasn't been perfect, but you're getting somebody that now has 2 years of experience. And I think listening to Joe Judge, I think he's reflective to the point where he knows what he has to do to course correct. And again, the cupboard's not bare. And it's being the general manager in your scenario of like the New York Giants, it's one of those great positions in the industry. So I don't think they'd have any problem attracting quality candidates.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Do you think there's a chance he comes back, even if they end up with a losing record? Is there still hope for that?
I think so. I mean, you know, again, if I was the Mara family, the Tisch family, you know, I've kind of gone through this sort of like treadmill here. Again, if you look at Shurmur and McAdoo, it was 2 years and done, and then you're starting over again. And let's face it, like, you look at Philadelphia with their 3 first-round picks, Dallas, despite a couple of their recent losses, they are loaded with young skill players starting at quarterback, and CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper and Tony Pollard and Zeke. Like, you don't want to be in a position where you're restarting again. Like, you really, there is some foundational pieces here.
Yeah, it's so frustrating, Mike. And listen, I'm talking as a fan. You're the expert. You've sat in that chair. You can look at it differently than we can. But it just seems to be the same team since 2016. You lose the same way. You finish with the same record. We change coaches. We change general managers. We change quarterbacks. This is the second time they've been all in on free agency and it not work at all. You know, because remember, they went big in 2017, too, the first year with Shurmur, bringing in, or I guess 18, with Barkley, and going in with drafting him second overall, and going after Solder and giving him all that money. And nothing seems to gain any traction. Nothing seems to work. And you know what?
Yeah.
And Mike, if this isn't Mara, if this is the Detroit Lions, it's one thing. Like, They were getting it right for a long time, and now they're the Jets, they're the Lions, they're the Browns. That's what they've been for 6 years, and it doesn't seem to change.
Yeah, and to me, like, the best way to change it is to not be like, again, like, you look at a situation like Detroit constantly changing. It's to say, no, like, we're going to hang in there. We believe in this guy, and our best chance to really do something long-term is to, you know, continue to invest in him. And again, Bill Belichick started off as a losing coach, you know, at New England, got fired in Cleveland, and obviously the rest is history. And again, I'm not saying he's going to go down as a Hall of Famer, but there's a million examples of guys that it just doesn't happen overnight.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, I get it. We're talking to Mike Tannenbaum, our weekly shot here on Fridays on the Michael Kay Show. And if you haven't noticed, I'm the only one that had the guts to come in today, so it's just me. So, and the Rangers had something to do with that, too. But still, I look at these last seven games. You've got two against Philadelphia. You've got Miami. You've got Chicago. You've got Washington. All right, I'll say they'll lose to the Chargers and the Cowboys. But, you know, if he's the guy, Mike, if he's what everybody in that organization thinks he is, and if you're bullish on them and they've got the talent, I don't think it's asking a lot to go 4-3. And if this team turns around and goes 1-6, wouldn't that disturb you that maybe they got it wrong again?
Yeah, look, in that scenario, sure, that would certainly concern me. But again, are the young players getting better? Are they getting developed? Like, I think Andrew Thomas, like, his arrow is certainly up. Kadarius Toney, his arrow is up. Aziz Ojulari, like to see more consistency out of him. So that's certainly like what you have to look at. Like, and then the other question fundamentally you have to say is like, who else are we going to get? Like, give me the three or four guys that you're certain are going to walk through that door and be a much better head coach from day one. And that's part of the calculus of the analysis.
Let's go to the Jets. Assuming he's 100%, and we can't say he definitely is, Mike, because the two options at quarterback both are in COVID protocol. But let's assume, for sake of argument, Wilson is 100% and ready to go. How disturbing would it be if we see the same old Zach after what these other quarterbacks did with LaFleur's offense?
Yeah, totally fair. And you know, I think there's another coach we should bring into this conversation, Don, and that's Nick Sirianni right down the road here in Philadelphia, which is, he came in and said, hey, we're going to throw the ball all over the lot. And that didn't work. And the last four games, they've actually run the ball for more than they've passed. And Jalen Hurts has been a big beneficiary of that. And all of a sudden, Philadelphia looks like they have a quarterback, looks like they have a head coach. And what's so impressive to me with Nick Sirianni is he's learned, observed, tweaked, and evolved. And if I'm the Jets and I'm Robert Saleh, like Robert Saleh came in, you know, very accomplished defensive coach, well-liked, good motivator. Like, that's the next step for him is, like, bring Zach Wilson back and give him a plan to go win this week. Like, you don't have to throw it a million times. You can move him around the pocket. You could throw the ball behind the line of scrimmage. But I agree. Like, hopefully Zach Wilson's learned by sitting.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, a couple of games I really want to get your opinion on. Titans-Patriots.
Yeah, it's fascinating. You know, Mac Jones is, sometimes we overcomplicate things. I remember scouting him for ESPN at the Senior Bowl. He's tough, he's smart, he throws with good anticipation. And this is a big game for Tennessee. You know, they did not play well to lose at home against Houston. New England's really coming on. Their defense is strong. They don't turn the ball over. Fascinating matchup. So Ryan Tannehill is going to have to play well for Tennessee to win this game.
Packers-Rams.
Yeah, another fascinating game. You know, when you talk to quarterbacks, and you know, I've had the privilege to bring around a lot of them, they don't like toe injuries. And Aaron Rodgers made some throws in that Minnesota game, Don, that, let's face it, maybe one or two of the people on the planet can make them. He's remarkable what he's doing at his age with a bad toe. I like Green Bay. I have some concerns about the Rams. I thought the 49ers were going to beat them, and they did. And one of the things that, you know, happens in this league is you know Green Bay is going to test that run defense. So even if Aaron Jones doesn't play, I'm really fascinated to see have the Rams shored up their run defense.
And how about Buccaneers-Colts?
You know, that's going to be another one. You know, Jonathan Taylor, I don't know if you saw Frank Reich's comments, but this was really interesting. He said about halfway through the second quarter of last week's game, he tore up the game plan and said, you know what, on every first and second down, we're going to hand the ball to Jonathan Taylor. So Tampa Bay obviously has a very good front seven. Jonathan Taylor may be one of the three or four best non-quarterbacks in the NFL, and that should be a really good matchup to look at. And this is a game that you're seeing two teams that really have a chance to be make meaningful deep playoff runs. I think that's how well the Colts are playing right now, and that should be a really, really good game.
How was your Thanksgiving?
You know, it was solid. You know, kind of like Ryan Fitzpatrick. Like, it was good. Areas we could have done a little bit better, and you know, where Michelle and I are kind of looking at, you know, the performance from yesterday. We're going to see what, you know, we could improve upon for next year.
Yeah, and then a food coma that knocked you out for the year.
Exactly. How was yours, Don?
It was good. The games were actually fun to watch, at least the early ones. I mean, Bears and Lions doesn't do much for me, but competitive football does. And just it was just nice to be with the family and relax a little bit. So it was right back to work today, but thank you for asking. And I'm looking forward to what should be a fun end to the football season here, because I really don't know who the best teams are. I would not be surprised, Mike, right now, if Kansas City came out of the AFC.
They got two young linebackers in Willie Gay and Nick Bolton that are playing much better. We all know about Chris Jones and Frank Clark, but their corners are playing okay. They're going to be hard to beat because they got the best player in the world. But look, Buffalo on their A game is going to be hard to beat. New England on their A game is going to be hard to beat. So it should be really fascinating. And who comes out of the North? You know, that's going to be another really compelling storyline to me.
Yeah, I'm not sure, because it really could be, you know, God, you're ready to put a bunch of teams to bed and then they rise up again. That's the way the NFL is.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
And quickly, before I let you go, too, because you love to analyze everything, what do you think about Michael K. not liking pie and never have tried apple pie?
I don't like pie.
I don't, that is shocking, especially for a baseball guy. Like, how could you be around baseball as much as Michael K. and not have tried apple pie? Like, just feel like those are really inconsistent.
Yeah, and again, I don't want to be that guy. I hate that, you know, love it or leave it mentality or the patriotic stuff. But the phrase is as American as apple pie. And you never tried it?
Right. That is shocking. I mean, maybe he's filled it with some other void of, like, Ben and Jerry's or, you know, there's some other, you know, like.
What? And we said, what about pie a la mode? Why would I want my fruit hot? He says he doesn't like hot fruit. The guy, there's something wrong with him. And you know what? He says he needs to go, like, to Vienna and be studied. He's right.
Yeah, what about, like, you know, growing up, like those McDonald's, you know, hot apple pie pot? Like, everyone had one of those.
You know what? That's a great point. I should have brought that up to him. Everybody, come on. How do you not try that? All right. Well, you know what?
You know, what would be great is maybe for next week's spot, maybe we could be, you know, sponsored by McDonald's hot apple pie dessert.
That's it. We'll get to work on that with sales and make sure that we bring this up to him next Friday. Have a tremendous weekend. I'm glad you had a good Thanksgiving Day holiday, and enjoy the football.
All right. Thanks so much, Don.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.